Praised be Jesus and Mary. In today's gospel, our Lord reminds us, teaches us that when we're unfaithful to God's invitations, those invitations are simply given to somebody else who will be faithful. If we lose them, somebody else will receive them. And what was missing, I think, for those who are invited in today's gospel, what they were missing was this virtue, if we may speak of it in this broad sense, this virtue of simplicity that so characterized Saint Didicus, this Franciscan saint, this 15th century religious brother that we celebrate today. This virtue of simplicity that makes us prompt in obeying God's invitations and responding to God's invitations without too many considerations, without too much considering human respect, without too much considering our own personal interests. This attitude of simplicity doesn't ask too many questions. It doesn't ask, well, what's in it for me? Or what will I gain? Or maybe I should wait for another invitation that's better than this one. Or is it convenient for me? Or what will people think? The simplicity of soul, this beautiful disposition, simply asks, well, who is it that's inviting me? Does it come from God? And if it does, well, then I must respond. Does it lead to God? Is it God's will? Is it pleasing to Him? And if so, well, then I must do it. It's the only question that simplicity asks. That's why it's so simple. That's why it unites us to God so closely. And that's why Saint Didicus was so united to God. In his humility, he was raised to such heights of sanctity, such heights of union with God, precisely because of the simplicity that he had. So commemorating him today, we hope to acquire that same disposition. If God invites us, well, we must simply respond in order to attain union with him. Seek him above all things, him alone, him only. And if we do that, like Saint Didicus, we too will reach great heights of union with God, and we will reach great sanctity. Praised be Jesus and Mary.